Good morning, and it's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. Charlene Dew with Big Brothers Big Sisters. How do you do, Ms. Dew?
Good morning. It's always good to see you. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too. Although, you know, I think 21's going to have to be better than 20, but it's a low bar.
Yeah, that was a low bar. And so we had 5 days.
Well, you know, one thing that we just got started last year, before the COVID came in, we were talking about doing a whole bunch of good, fun promotions, but we had to get creative and change a lot of them on the spot and come up with new ones. And by golly, you and your team came up with some fantastic ideas to help out and keep the boys and Big Brothers Big Sisters rolling here in the area.
Well, we did. Fortunately for us, in 2020, our Bowl for Kids Sake was over the end of February.
Yeah.
And that is our largest fundraiser.
Whew.
And we were quite creative with big event in our 50s themed drive up.
That was fun.
It was fun. 2020 is presenting its challenges because Bowl for Kids Sake, is an in-person event typically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is not, it's much harder to get, and it's much harder to spin.
To gauge, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we have some new options. There are 5 ways to participate.
Oh, right. When we talk about Bowl for Kids Sake, you got creative again. You put the caps on.
Well, we have to. We're 100% funded by Bowl for Kids Sake, big event, and individual and corporate contributions. So,
yeah.
And we have to raise the money every year, so it's really not an option.
Mm-hmm.
Just say.
We're going to do it or we're going to do it.
Yes, will I do it or will I do it? So for Bowl for Kids Sake this year, there are 5 ways to participate.
Okay.
And there's the traditional get your team together and come for an in-person bowl at the Red Apple. Or you can create your own bowling party, which we will give you a voucher for 1 lane and 2 games and shoes for your 16 members. And you can pick a day and time that works for you where you may say, hey, I think we want to go on, you know, Monday night at 7 because there's least likely to be people there, you know, the least number of people there because we don't want to come in a large group. Whatever works for you, we'll make that work.
Okay.
And then we're also doing a Michael Duncan and Jackie Manning are doing trivia for Kids Sake, and it will be a virtual event on April the 9th. And we're also doing, that's a Friday, so it's a private event for us, okay, or for the people who choose that option.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also doing Songbox Music Bingo on Friday night, April the 16th. Again, it's a special event just for the participants.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can choose to raise money and not have a party because you believe in the mission and but you're not ready to get together with a bunch of people. And we're encouraging, like for Songbox, people could have a Zoom meeting with their team.
Oh, yeah, they can.
And play Songbox together.
It looked like the Brady Bunch.
Because people were doing that for the regular Songbox.
They were, yes.
So I think there's lots of creative ways. ConocoPhillips, we will be doing their events in March because they've asked us to delay the start to March. The rest of us will be doing it January, February. We just love, we want to give a shout out to our sponsors. You know, our sponsors.
And they're good as gold because they stick with you in the mission the whole way. God bless
them.
Well,
they do. And we've had sponsors who are small business that are still sponsoring. They may have chosen a lower level because of the increased cost and effect that COVID has had on them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're sticking with the mission, and we just truly appreciate
that. That's great.
So now is the time to get their teams together. Early bird is, you have to have your team registered by the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the team captain gets a special custom t-shirt. And
Rank has its privilege, don't you know?
Yeah, it says team captain on the back. And And it's a different color.
Yeah.
And then everybody that's registered by the 25th is in a drawing for a $100 Visa card.
Wow.
That is donated by a American Heritage Bank. So that's
very nice.
And the other exciting news that we have is OnQ has partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters January, February, and into March. So for every cup that you go get your drink in, these are $1.99, and 50 cents goes to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Great.
And they are great. I mean, these are quality cups.
They are.
And so I've bought 10 so far, and you're the lucky recipient of
one. Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so we just encourage you to go get your favorite drink or and help support Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we really appreciate OnQ's participation and choosing us to be part of that promotion.
That is really nice. I tell you what, they're always busy.
Yes.
And so if you can get yourself unbusy and remember to choose the cup,
yes.
Then you'll be doing yourself a favor, and you'll also be helping out the community, especially when it comes to Big Brothers
and
Big Sisters.
And the OnQ is on the corner of Adams and Cherokee.
Right there across from the big community center.
Correct.
Can't miss it.
Now, I will say that I have had a few too many Dr. Peppers since that was launched.
You can never have too many Dr. Peppers, Charlene. I'm a pepper, too.
Yes, we do have a small stock of Dr. Pepper during high-stress Bowl for Kids' Sake campaigns, January to March. Just saying. The other piece of what we're doing is volunteer recruitment.
Okay.
So we have 22 children on the waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
Five of them are girls and 17 are boys. Mm-hmm. And our match goal for this year is 27. I mean, we've also got 6 children in the enrollment process.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all of our numbers are fluid because on any given day we're always taking
there's a new
referrals and things. Mm-hmm. So we need to make 27 new matches this year, and that will be significant growth in terms of children served. So that's not a lot of people.
Hmm.
You know, 27 people to say I want to be a mentor and make a difference in a child's life. 27 people in our community, that's not a lot of people.
No.
But it makes a lot of difference.
It does. It makes the world of difference to those youngsters. And I've seen it close up. It really works. And a lot of these people, they actually maintain relationships and friendships throughout their lifetimes.
Right.
So it's not like a 1 year and you're out, you know.
I've been here 31 years. And so it's long enough to be seeing kids we matched who are now, you know,
mm-hmm.
people in the community, individuals who used to be big mm-hmm. brothers or big sisters. I see them and they're like, oh yeah, I'm still in touch with my little, you know. So you see the longevity of it.
Yep.
Because I've been here so long, I've seen the people come through the program. And some of the mentors have come back mm-hmm. to be matched again. You
know? We've had them here on the show.
Right.
And so. They always say, you know what, it just dawned on me, maybe I ought to do that again. And they did.
Yeah, sometimes the dawning was me going, you know what? your kids have gone off to college. What mm-hmm. do you think?
You what are you thinking? What about, are you doing? Huh?
Yeah. What do you think about being a big again? Yeah. Because they were awesome when mm-hmm. when they were the years before. And
I think we had Mr. Lewis in here not long ago.
David Lewis is our board chair.
Yeah. And he's done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And he kind of gets this gleam in his eye and a big smile when he talks about his relationships with his littles.
Yeah,
that really is. That's something else. Now, if people want to know more, what's the point of contact? What's the best way?
They can call our office.
Yeah.
You can go. My number is 918-213-4524. Mm-hmm. You can come down to our office.
Sure.
You'll need a mask.
Mm-hmm.
We have some if you don't have one. You can go on to our website.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of information there. which is, it's always hard to say on the radio because it's all these bees.
Is it big?
But think Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Oklahoma, and then just take
BBBSOK.org.
BBBSOK.org. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of information there about becoming a Big Brother or Big Sister. Mm-hmm. You can fill out a form that's an inquiry form, essentially, mm-hmm. and that you want to talk to somebody. You can fill out the whole application if you want. There's also a online virtual kind of information mm-hmm. thing that the area director in Tulsa does every Thursday at from 12 to 12:30. All you have to do is go sign up for it mm-hmm. And carve out that time. The we're also doing a promotion for recruiting little sisters mm-hmm. because that's typically we have more boys referred and more women volunteer, and so we're doing a promotion for little sisters. So
oh, good.
If you know a family where there's a young girl who could use a big sister mentor, then we'd be happy to have the parent or guardian give us a call.
We need to let the parents involved with this that, you know, there's a lot of screening that goes on. We're just not handing your kid off to someone who said, hey, pick me. Ms. Charlene, there is a process that we go through quite diligently.
Well, we ask the parents and the guardians to apply.
Mm-hmm.
We do an interview with the parent guardian mm-hmm. and with the child to understand what their needs are, what mm-hmm. the family dynamics are, how we can best serve that child.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, on the volunteer side, we ask them for an application, character references. We do a background check and a driving record check, and we do an in-person interview. And that is designed both as to screen as well as to for us to understand the volunteer, what is their interests, what strengths are they bringing to the table, how would we match them with the child, because we match on the basis of personality,
mm-hmm.
common interests, what the child's needs are, and what the volunteer strengths are. So, and if you think about it, that's how we have friends, right?
Yes, it is.
We have something in common, and one of us is not too needy for the other.
It works out pretty darn well.
You know, it works out there, and our goal is to get those matches where, you know, they do have something in common and their shared interests, and then we support those matches. The match support is once a month with the volunteer, the parent, and the child mm-hmm. for the first year of the match
mm-hmm.
because we want it to get off to a strong start and build a strong relationship.
Got it. Very good.
That's why our average match length is about 36 months.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to a Bowl for Kids' Sake, we just use the same number and the same website, right?
Yes.
It's as easy as that.
Well, it's a different website. It's Think Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Mm-hmm.
They've got four words, first letters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's BFKS Bartlesville.
Got it.
.org.
Okay.
That has on the landing page, it has all the information
we talked about,
gave,
yeah.
And you can go out there and just donate if you want, or you can go out there and look for a team to donate to, or you can go register as a team, you can register as an individual.
Can we do all the above if we're really feeling good?
You can. We'll probably call you and say, did you mean to do this? But, you know, we have individuals who are virtual bowlers. They
mm-hmm.
they can't bowl or don't want to bowl. You know, some people are like, I can't bowl, I have a bad back, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and other people are like, yeah, I never was into bowling, but I really value what you do in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to sign up. I'm going to ask my friends to support my pledge sheet,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be a virtual fundraiser, and we have, you know, it's a handful, and mm-hmm. we're hoping to expand that group, because I think there's a lot of people who might be willing to be a virtual fundraiser, but they're not really wanting to
mm-hmm.
to be part of the let's get together party or get a team together, but they do recognize the value of one-to-one mentoring.
Very good. Charlene Dew, thank you for coming in, and thanks for sharing the good word, letting us know about the need, and of course, the fun, in order to make sure that the need is met.
Yes, and there's fun on all sides. You can fundraising fun, and we're also looking for people who are interested in being on our board. So, there's something for everybody. Just call me. I'll help you find out.
Yes, she will.
I'll help you.
A wealth of information she is.
I'll help you find out what piece of the mission you would like to participate in.
And everyone can go to ONQ and get the special Big Brothers Big
Sisters
cup.
We would greatly appreciate it if you would do that.
All right. Cheers. There you go. Thank you, Charlene. Take care.
Thank
appreciate you.
You
being with us
Always
here.
Always good to see you.
Oh, and you too, right here on Community Connection.